Hi, and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because Paul and I believe in a flourishing world, or at least that it's possible. It's aspirational, but we think it's possible, a world where every living entity can thrive. And we think that business, which is the arena we work in, is a very, very powerful, maybe the most powerful vehicle for moving the world in that direction. So we also know that it takes leadership in the business arena, or anywhere actually, that leads from inner wisdom, that leads from your heart, leads from the place inside that knows better, your essential self, your, as we say, inner wisdom. And so to get there, it takes practice. So masterful leaders practice self-reflection. They practice contemplation. They spend time in the inner realms to discover the best path forward, to make decisions from that place, get to and maintain a sense of balance and centeredness and connectedness. So it takes practice, and we offer this call every week to give people a chance to practice in a guided way, where you can just tune in, listen in, be guided into your heart and into your, as deep as you can go in the time we've got. And over time, you'll get better and better at this, and you'll be able to access this on your own. And we really hope that you turn this into a daily practice, because not only will your business get better and the world better, your experience of life will be way, way richer. So that's why we do this. The way the calls work is I offer a teaching at the beginning on a topic that's relevant, using the remembrance, and then I'll guide the listeners into a remembrance session. So our teaching tonight, a topic near and dear to me because I practice the the unfortunate side of this equation, it's called being right versus connecting with another human being. So a little personal story. I have this tendency to correct my beloved, my wife, when I hear an inaccurate statement. And it might be, you know, the distance from here to there. It might be the population of a small town. It might be the color of the, the walls in our bathroom. It might, you know, silly little things. But for me, it's like when I hear her, and this happens while she's trying to tell me a story that has really nothing to do with, you know, the inaccuracy. I just hear it and it bugs me, so I want to correct it. Or I might even be, she could be telling me the story, and sometimes she'll be telling other people in my presence. We're out with a group of people, or we're hanging out and talking, and I'll correct her in that. In that situation, which does not go over well for her. She feels disrespected. She feels hurt. And this separation occurs between the two of us. It kind of shuts her down, which is not my intention, but it's the result of my need in the moment to be right. So I mean, and this is a small version. I'm sure I do this in other areas too. I have this thing about accuracy, and I really need to be more and more aware of it, because what happens is it does take away from the other person. It does put them in a defensive position at best, and can actually shut down, you know, their expression completely in the moment, which is not what I'm after, but it's what happens when I do it, as I said. So the remembrance is a way to take that need, or it feels like a need. It's more of an urge, actually. It's my ego at work, my wanting to be right, so that for whatever reason that's there, I can spend years in therapy trying to figure that one out. But just knowing it doesn't work, and what I really want is connection. What I really want is, a tight and deeper relationship, certainly with my wife and with other people, then if I'm aware that my urge to be right is going to get in the way of that, then I can take a moment. I've learned this through the years that I've been using this practice of remembrance in the Lionheart Toolbox, to stop when I feel this urge and to say, wait a minute, what's going on for me? Why do I need to do this now? Is this the right thing? And I can bring in the remembrance, and I can ask it, you know, is this necessary now? And it's really helpful because I can stop myself in the moment. I wish I did it more often. So here's some questions you can ask yourself before you're about to speak, especially when you're in that state of righteousness. And here's the questions. There's three of them. They're very simple. They're very short. Is what you're about to say true? Now, it may be true in your mind, but is it factually true? Or is it your perception? So is it true, or is it a perception or assumption on your part? So question number one, is it true? Question number two, and this is really important for me, particularly in my relationship with my wife around this, is it relevant? Does it really matter if I make a correction to some small detail in a story she's trying to tell about something that's important to her that she wants to relate to someone else? The answer is no. It is not relevant to the core message in what she's trying to relate. And then lastly, the question to ask yourself is it kind? Is what I'm trying to say going to do harm? Is the way I'm going to say it sounding blaming or judgmental? And if so, you know, keep your mouth shut. Or find a way to say it if it is true and it is relevant. Find a way to say it that's kind, that holds the heart of the other person that you're sharing it with. So let's play around with that a little bit tonight in remembrance and see what light remembrance can shed on your need to be right. So we always start where we are. We're going to go inside now, but since we're human beings, we have clay and we have spirit. We're kind of unique in that. We are unique, not kind of. We are unique in creation in that way. So we start with our clay side, our physical, emotional, and mental state of being. So we know what our starting point is, and it helps us to tune in and be able to be receptive for the remembrance. So let's start with a couple of easy breaths just to bring your attention into your body. So breathe in, exhale. When you exhale, you can allow yourself to relax. Let's do that a couple more times and we'll do it a different way later. Okay, so let's check out our physical state of being. So I'm going to ask you to bring your attention to the effects of gravity on your physical body. So notice your feet on the floor. Notice your rear end in the seat, if you're sitting in a chair or on the floor, wherever you're located. If you're in a chair, your connection of your back to the chair back. And you may notice that there's a sense of weight on your shoulders, maybe your head. You might even feel burdened in a way or tired in a way from, you know, dealing with the effects of gravity. Or you might feel perfectly comfortable and just noticing that gravity is holding you here and not allowing you to float away. So notice what it's like for you. Notice if you have any physical discomfort anywhere in your body. Excuse me. Achy, tension, nothing to fix, nothing to change, other than if you do notice tension, you can allow yourself to relax. But you're not broken. We're just finding out what's the starting point. So bringing your attention back to your feet. Feel the bottom of your feet where they connect. And what is that sensation like for you, where your the bottom of your feet connect with the floor or the ground, wherever you are? If you tune in, you can allow your foot to kind of melt into the floor or ground. And notice the kind of the bone structure in your feet, the muscles in your feet, connective tissue. And this is all present in the rest of your body as well. But with our attention here at the bottom of our feet, there's also, if you tune in and notice, open your awareness, there's also an energetic connection point here where this core energy that flows through everything and up from the earth into us and through us, you can kind of feel that. For me, it feels like an electrical connection, kind of a low-level current running through it. It's a little tingly for me. But what is it for you? And let that expand. Let your awareness expand. And notice how that energy has actually got motion to it. It's flowing. So follow it up your from your feet to your ankles to your lower legs. And notice how it feels different as it moves up. It kind of changes the experience of it, changes anyway, your experience of it. So your upper legs, your gluteal muscles and sits bones, your lower belly, lower back, stomach area, solar plexus and middle back, your upper back and shoulders, where we carry a lot of tension, many people do. Now your chest, we also carry tension there, tend to. Keep going up, your throat, unexpressed thoughts, ideas, emotions get stuck there when we don't allow them to be expressed. Back of your neck, your face, your chin, your lips, cheeks, nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, your forehead, your scalp. So feeling that flow through all that and where it may be constricted or maybe even blocked. And also the discomfort that may or may not be there somewhere in your body. It's just good to know. Again, nothing's wrong, nothing to fix. All right, so now just checking the whole physical beingness and noticing how it all is working. Okay, good. Now, second human dimension to look at is emotions, which can affect our physical state of being and can be triggered by our mental thoughts and ideas. What is your physical state right now? It's been a day. Stuff's gone on. You have been in situations, and I'm sure you've had emotional responses. Some strong, some not so strong. But what do you notice, either subtly or, you know, shouting at you emotionally? Your families are happy or glad, sad, mad, scared. And there are hundreds of nuances in all those. So, you know, even if you can't name it, just notice. Very good. Now we're going to check our mental state. So what's going on in your head? And it's not the content that I'm interested in. I want you to notice the activity level Is it turbulent? Is it scattered? Is it calm? Is it focused? Is it numb? And what's the effect of that state, both emotionally and mentally? Characterize it, do you feel upbeat, neutral, or some form of kind of, is it bringing you down, the activity in your mind? And now stepping back and noticing the whole package, physical, emotional, mental. This is your current state of being, with the exception of your heart, the spiritual center. So we're going to go there next. So we're going to try a different breathing method here. It's called the box breath. I'm going to do this three times. Inhale deeply to the count of four. Hold it for four. Exhale four. Hold four. Now on your exhalation, you want to allow yourself to really let go, really drop in. But let's do this two more times. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. And again. Okay, so hopefully that allowed you to drop in deep, more deeply. You can use it if during the guided, well, this is all guided, but during the session when we add the remembrance, if you pop into your head, which is common and normal, you can use the breath and remembrance to bring you back inside. So know that. So let's check the state of our spiritual center, our heart, and then you, to locate it, to help you locate it, imagine you are a couple inches deep behind your midpoint of your sternum in your chest, and trust your perception, your imagination here. What is the state of your heart? Is it feeling open and soft and receptive? Or is there some rigidity to it, some closedness, some resistance, somewhere on that spectrum? Does your heart feel like it's got a weight? Does it feel heavy, normal, or light and open? So your only mission here, all I'm asking of you is to be open. There's no striving, there's no effort required. It's just allowing yourself to open and receive. Now let's add the remembrance, your word or phrase that you've chosen that represents for you, that symbolizes for you the source of everything you could possibly need, that you didn't have to earn, freely given, available 24/7, 365, in every minute, every second, every nanosecond, every moment. We just forget. That's why we call us the remembrance. So add your word or phrase. Drop in, repeat it slowly in your heart, and just notice as you're opening what happens. And just allow the remembrance to carry you inside. Deeper. Expanding, letting go, dropping in. Nothing being asked of you. You're being taken care of right in this moment. So keep going. Okay, well, let's apply our teaching here and see what the remembrance can show us. So, allow yourself to think of a situation in which you are currently feeling pretty right or righteous, or have maybe in the recent past felt that way. Fertile ground for this is the current political environment. There tends to be a lot of righteousness on both sides. So if that's true for you, that might be a place you'll find a situation or an example to work with. Could be in a relationship. Could be a parent and a child. Could be a coworker, a boss, or an employee. You have many, many opportunities to be right. And just pick one for you and notice the feeling when that righteousness is in play. Notice any tension, notice any closing down, particularly in your heart. Sense of rigidity or steeliness. Tightness anywhere in your physical being. And now bring the remembrance right into there, wherever the effects are, that may be impacting your openness. And let's see what happens. We're going to go for 5 more minutes. And just allow the remembrance to do its magic, I'll use that word, on the effects of righteousness in your being. We'll go for 1 more minute. Okay, so that will finish our session for now, for me, with you. But keep going. If you're deep and you're receiving still, please continue. And look for places in your life where you find yourself holding on to things that are not true, relevant, or kind. And let those go. All right, till next week. Thanks very much. Have a great and flourishing evening. Bye for now.